views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Steffen, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour and experience instant relief as you connect to your intuition. Shift happens every Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. And I have been traveling around the globe sharing life-changing information from Dr. Cam Yuen, who's founder of the Yuen Method and is an emissary for the Resonance Project Foundation, founded by Nassim Haramein. And this has provided me with so many opportunities to meet these amazing visionaries and authors, speakers and magicians and people who like to move energy. And it is my pleasure to share this inclusive expanse of information with you to empower you to ride the wave of your infinite potential. We love to hear you call if you want to call in, you're welcome to. I'm going to give you the number now, 1-800-930-2819. My guest today is back by popular demand. I met Mark Kettenbach over 4 years ago at a seminar in Philadelphia. And at that time, we were both working diligently to learn how to master moving energy and quantum shifting. And since then, we've been sharing insights and boosting each other to grow to new heights. And Mark is an energetic person who is focused on results. He's a martial artist of 32 years experience, a certified Yuen Method practitioner, NLP trainer, hypnosis coach, matrix transformation trainer. He's the co-founder of N2H, which is nice to have, and also Boosting Intention Format. He's the co-author of the book Boosting Intentions, which is actually out in English now. And Mark is also a New Age shaman. His style is like that of a stand-up comedian. So it's always fun to have him around. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, Colette. Good morning. Great to be back on the show.
Yeah, it's always a great way to start the morning.
Well, that's true. Well, actually, here in Germany, it's about 5:15 p.m.
Ah, there we go. Yes.
So actually, I'm up too.
So, yeah, since we were on the last show, we were talking a lot about, you know, our upcoming seminars that we plan to do together and you know, just different things that have been coming up. What have you been busy with?
Well, I did a lot in the last days in order to get stuff together. We want to, my part of our tour of our seminars, and we also had translated the book Boosting Intentions into English, and you had to redo it and work it over until it's in a way that also like native speaker really like it. So we had a different organization doing it, which was very good. And it's out now on Amazon, so people can buy it as a Kindle version, which is good.
Awesome.
I like that. They get it also in the U.S. and Canada.
Yeah, that's a big undertaking. Just writing a book is a big undertaking because that's what I've been busy with, you know, and then to have it translated, that's really cool now. So that's all ready. Is there a link where people can go to buy that book?
Yeah, I can send the link I have it pretty soon on my website. Other than that, they just go on Amazon.com and they type in intention boosting and Kindle version, and then boom, it will pop up.
There. Okay, that might be.
I mean, Boosting Intention. Sorry, I always mix it up because it's named vice versa in German. It's called.
Oh, okay.
So, Boost on, and it's Boosting Intentions in English.
Okay, good. So we'll, just to let everybody know about that, that book is out in English. I've had a lot of people asking. And so we just want to let them know, yes, you can just Google it and you'll find it there. You had your computer, had a virus in your computer or something. So Mark has been like unable to do a few things on his computer the last few days.
That's true. And it's tightening up. So I'm looking forward to get it back. And then I'm 24/7 on my laptop, I guess.
Yeah, you'll have, that's all right. You'll have 5 million emails to answer.
Yeah, probably. That's how it is.
So, you know, what's been going on with you energetically? What have you been feeling? Like, what's going on for the people, like, even listening in today? Because what I want to do is I want to explain to people that when you're listening to this radio show, Mark and I, when we're talking, we're actually also at the same time shifting energy. And so, you know, everybody, you know, if you have anything that's bothering you right now, you're welcome to call in 1-800-930-2819. I kind of want to, I'm getting a lot of emails from people right now. A lot of people are feeling like this real, you know, like things are going so fast and they're just feeling really like kind of like they're behind and stuff. So, you know, that's something that I really wanted to address on this call, you know, the fear and the, like, the unsettledness out there.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. I'm kind of like feeling that 2014 started with a huge energetic shift, and it's now up to the people that they have to raise their own energy vibes to the next level. Otherwise, they will just be thrown out by the system. And I've been talking like last year already, like in the end of last year, to some doctors, which have actually nothing to do with energetic work or something. And they were saying we have people where tooth just breaks, or they have people where bones break, and they don't even know why that stuff happens. So there's no accident, and we're getting the idea that a lot of the energy is moving so fast that people who are very stubborn and do not want to adapt or want to go with changes will have a hard time. So
Definitely. That's
what I think where the fear comes from, because subconsciously to a lot of people, this is going to the unknown, and the unknown always weakens people because it triggers everything they don't know, which triggers in school when they didn't know, it triggers past lives, it triggers all of that. At the end, it triggers us all dying at one point and not being really sure what happens then. So
That's an awesome explanation. That's exactly, we'll talk about it some more. We're going to take a quick break right now. You are listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Marie Stephan and my guest today, Mark Kettenbach. And when we return, we're going to steer some more reality your way and make some more shift happen.
Get ready to rock. You asked and we delivered. Friday, February 14th. New redesigned interactive websites. Listen online or download the app. The Dr. Pat Show and Transformation Talk Radio are bringing the heat. Go to thedrpatshow.com and transformationtalkradio.com. This Friday, you do not want to miss this.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
We're back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Marie Stephan, and my guest today is reality steering shaman Mark Kettenbach, and we are going to open the phone lines. If anyone has an issue that they want to resolve, you can give us a call at 1-800-930-2819, experience the relief. But before we open the phone lines, Mark, can you just share your contact information with us so that I don't forget here in case you want to connect
with you? Of course. Yeah, sure. It's www.markkettenbach, which is spelled markkettenbach.com. And if you're on the page, you can click for English, and you'll have it in English.
Awesome. You know, so just before we took that intermission there, we were talking about what a lot of people are going through right now. A lot of people that I've been working with are just feeling like it's almost like they feel like it's almost like a foreboding of death is what a lot of people are talking about when I'm working with them. And they just feel like things are dying around them or nothing's working. And I'm explaining to them that it's actually not about death. Death is transition, and transition is death. because, you know, and birth and death are very intimately connected here. And so if you're going to go to a feast, and you know, you have this beautiful table with all the different foods that you love to eat on the table, but you're not willing to let go of the scraps on your plate and put it down and get a new one, it makes it really difficult to enjoy the meal.
So that's a good picture.
Yeah, and like, so you really want to be able to let go. You sometimes, and you know, letting go, like as you said, change really affects people. So explain, like, what's your experience from that? Why do people get so afraid of change?
Well, I would say change always triggers no changing. So people do not like to change because it takes an effort, first of all. In order to get stuff changed, you need to change the way you do stuff. And that's like the biggest thing. We all know that. If we have habits we don't like, to get rid of them, it ain't that easy. And if it's forced upon us, we don't like that as well. I think the DNA gets more and more complete on that way, and therefore has less of a resistance. We could see it this way: if we have a light bulb and and electricity runs through, then it will light the bulb because there is a resistance. So same thing: the soul gets into the body, and our soul goes through our DNA, and that resistance there makes us light, which means once the lights go on, and we experience this person in his body. So if the energy rises up more, it's like more electricity runs through the bulb. And if it stays the same way, it will pop. So it has to give less resistance. That would be the DNA gets more complete. It will have more less and less resistance up to the point where it has no resistance. But no resistance meaning we don't have a body anymore. Because no resistance, no light on. That's when we just go ahead without having a physical body. So this whole process getting to a higher level of frequency will also mean at the end we'll leave our body, because the body itself has too much resistance at the end to cope all with the energy. That's what it is.
That's another really cool explanation. And that's why I love running these ideas by you, because Mark and I have been kind of working together now, I don't know, about 4 or 5 years, haven't we?
Yep. Yeah.
And we were Skyping, every 2 weeks. And, there was many things that we've, working on and playing with, just wanting to see, have you tried this? Have you tried that? And sometimes we almost push each other over the edge,
Oh yeah, you have to be very much out of the box to do this kind of stuff. But then you realize how much out of the box everything really is. And so it gets pretty normal again. You're sick enough, everything else feels kind of normal.
I had, I really found working with Dr. Cam Yuen he taught me definitely to think outside of the box. And then Nassim Haramein taught me that there is no box. And when I attended the emissary program, even in a delegate program, that was amazing. And, Jamie Janiver is the ambassador for the Resonance Project Foundation right now. He teaches the delegate programs so that it frees Nassim up to do more work in the lab, et cetera, right?
I heard he's very good in what he does.
He's really fun, and he's a musician, and he's totally, completely a visionary, right? And so he's really cool to talk to, and he's fun to be around. And
great.
So, that whole program can really, when you start understanding that knowledge from a perspective of the order of the universe, and it starts getting a little bit crazy out in the world, where everything seems to be moving so fast, and people are really triggered by that a lot of the time. When you think about change, and then no change, but if change always happened, and change was for the better, and we actually lived in an organized universe rather than thinking that we live in this random place where nothing's in order, we actually live in a holofractographic universe, which means that we are in perfect order. Like all of our cells in our body are in perfect order. The DNA, everything's in perfect order, but there's always going to be change happening, and there's always adaption. And so I've been really finding that when I work with people, I've been really studying the meridians lately, and just really tapping, because I'm getting, just really work on the chi. Because you've got your vital flow is made up of, three parts, really. Like it's your lymphatic system, your elimination system through your body, and also allowing yourself to eliminate things that don't work for you, on the emotional and psychological and spiritual and psychic level. That elimination system has to be strong in the body and, within yourself, in the body, mind, spirit triad. And then you also need to have the circulation so that the nutrients can get exactly where they need to go, so that your heart and your cells in your body are in perfect rhythm with each other, and they're working together, and then also in sync with the earth. So
that's true. Very important to have it in the same speed of planet Earth, right?
Yeah, and so they feel like they're a little bit more centered, and when you're centered on the Earth, then you can handle the change.
Yeah.
But then there's also, your peripheral nervous system, which I think of as the software in the computer, and, your hard drive, which is your spine. You also have this chi flowing through you. And that's another source of energy. And, it's not reliant on the blood vessels, and it's not reliant on, so if some areas of the body are a little bit damaged, I'm really finding that if I work on people's meridians, that it'll just pop up now for me that, this meridian just needs a little boost here,
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That is very true.
Yeah. And all of the organs in the body also. So, when we're going through this rapid change as human beings right now, and we are moving very fast, what would you suggest are tools that people could use, Mark, to, feel more grounded?
Well, okay. Besides learning to shift energetic or boosting stuff, I would say that the fastest stuff people can do right away is being thankful for things. So that's what like my girlfriend told me, and she's really right in that. She starts the morning with having this huge list. She just puts out there what she's thankful of, and she ends the day while being thankful for stuff. That includes your body. Be thankful for your legs because they carry you everywhere. They do this and that for you. Thankful for your arms and hands and for what you've been done, what you can do with your, that you can be, that you're able to eat and walk and move, and your heart is beating. And because of, if you start being thankful, you put out the energy of being thankful, and that goes into resonance. So you will actually experience different stuff in your life where you can more be thankful for. And therefore, your energy level will rise anyways, because the more you can be thankful, the more you will realize stuff. You can be thankful, the more you'll be happy. And happiness is always leading you in the right direction.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because you'll see people that have some very difficult situations and they're still very thankful. You know, like,
well,
they're,
that's true.
Yeah.
But sometimes the question is, if they have the difficult situations, are they truly thankful, or they're just, oh, at least I'm thankful for that? You know, there's a difference between really heart opening about something, or just in a random thing I heard is an esoteric whatever, and now I'm thankful and it will be probably going. And that's to me is underlining more the track way of doubting stuff. But nevertheless, it's also, and you're very right, important that you always clear past life experience, psychic stuff, influences, all this could stick on your soul or so forth on you, on the person, and they don't even know or never done that in this lifetime. So this has to be taken off as well.
Yeah, because what happens is sometimes if people, like if they're forcing themselves to be thankful, then it brings up forced, situations where in the past they've been forced.
That's true. So true. The state we do stuff is more important than what we do at the end.
Yeah.
So that's why you can't fake it. Like you can't fake being happy and then you get happy. If you just pretend of doing something, this whole life is like a big mirror. It mirrors what we do, and the inside will be mirrored on the outside. Meaning, if you wish to have a car, life will mirror you a lot of times, a lot of experiences where you wish to have a car. Like you just missed the bus. You think, oh, if I would just would have the car, or you would go somewhere and you can't move stuff because you don't have a car and all that. So that's the same thing with not being truly thankful for something, then it will just mirror you not be truly thankful for.
You get
choker stuff, and so you can't be thankful for it.
When we come back from this next break, we'll talk a little bit more about that, you know, about how important it is not to just think of, like to let go of the thought of it and to feel it. I'm Colette Marie Steffen, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny. When we come back, we will share some more insights on how to be the Lord of your things, and we'll be right back, making shift happen.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Starella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Starella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Starella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
We're back on The Truth Is Funny with Colette Marie Stephan. I have New Age Shaman Mark Kettenbach here to share with you how you can be the Lord of your things. If you have a problem and you want to resolve it quickly, you could call in 1-800-930-2819. And Mark, Lord of your things, tell us about that.
Well, it's something I was dreaming. Uli Kieslich and I, the guy I rewrote the Boosting Intention book together, the one which is out in English as well on Kindle version. When we put that together, we were thinking about doing a seminar where we get people and a 5-day in a row thing in order to make sure that the intention of the whole thing was if they leave there, we'll get it so deep into their subconscious that they will actually do the stuff on a daily basis. You know how it is. A lot of times people learn a new technique or they learn something and they just not apply it. They're so happy with it, they like it, and then they go home, and after 2 weeks, they're back to usual. And so we said, we'll need something, and I came up with the idea, let's call it to be the Lord of your things, so that you are steering your reality, and that means you stick with it, be on top of your things. And I mean, the seminars, the two of us will do together, have the same intention, right?
People
get ideas and tools in order to be on top of their things and to become a lord of their things, so to speak, so that they steer their own reality and get in resonance what they want to have instead of what they want to avoid.
Yeah, exactly. And this is the importance of this is that whether you're aware of it or not, you are steering your reality.
Yep, 24/7, always. That is the hard part to understand. And I mean, another hard thing for most people is they have to be able at some point to turn around and look back to their life, however how long it has been so far, and can truly say to themselves, I wanted everything to happen the way it was. And that's not very easy for everybody, but it is, because what, once you can tell yourself everything done to me, I experienced, I chose, you can turn around again and look into the future and say, and now I choose whatever, because you're the creator of your things.
Absolutely. And like, if you think about it as being like in a drama, and you know, you're like in this, you're the main actor, you're the producer, you're the, you know, you're the director of your life. And the people that are in your life, you know, they've chosen to come and be in your movie too, or in your drama. Having said that, they're also in, you know, having their own thing going on. And this is what's really important to acknowledge, is that each and every one of us, every thought that we have counts, like as to where we steer. And that's why, like, the, you know, when I first started getting into this work, I was in a really difficult time. Like, my dad had collapsed. He, you know, he was paralyzed from head to toe in a 36-hour period. You know, I had two little kids. I was running around. I was like, it was so much, there was just so much happening, and it was so difficult, and it was so challenging. And, you know, then we had several deaths right after that. My mom's identical twin died, and her, you know, and then my father-in-law died, and it was just, it felt like so much, so much. And when I was first introduced to the Ewan method, like shortly after all this period of this all happening, and I felt the shift. Like, I felt the shift right then and there when I attended the demo with Ty Neo. And I went right away, and I was like, I want to find out how to do this. Like, I want, this is for me, because it's really fast. And so since then, I've been studying a lot of different techniques. And what I find is that for a lot of people, you know, I can, you know, I'll work with people on personal sessions or whatever, private sessions, or they come to a seminar, or they listen to the radio show. And some people will have like these miraculous things happen. Like, all of a sudden they can stand up straight for the first time in their life, and they were just listening to the radio show. Because the order of the shifts in energy just comes up perfect for them. And so many, many times when people gather as at a group, like if people attend, when, you know, when you, our seminars are experiential, and that's why you and I are like, that's why I want, you know, I'm so excited that we're going to be doing this, because when people come to our seminars, it's to learn different tools, so that when you leave the seminar, you have these tools in your belt that you can use. And, you know, you're energetically shifted, and that you would continue to take consistent steps of action to move forward like that. And this is the combination that we have. I'm really pleased with it, because, like I said, Mark and I have been kind of pushing each other, you know, to the limits sometimes.
Yep,
you know,
that's so true.
Like, you know, and I was just thinking about this when we met in Philadelphia. And there is another fellow there by the name of Lloyd Gromberg. He's a chiropractor. And he's been on my radio show, but it was so funny, because I said to him, my God, you're weirder than me. And he said, you're talking to someone who practices walking through walls for an hour a day. Like, he's, you know, he's determined to break down the quantum particles, and how is it that you can, you know, move energy in that way. And so when you start hanging around people like that, that are willing to push the envelope, wanting the answers, you know, and then you start studying the science of it, you realize, man, there's so many things that we can do for ourselves and for this world. You know, it's so much fun, you know.
And then you realize that most of the times you're just like limited by the collective consciousness, by what collectively has been put out, what we supposed to think and how we supposed to be thinking about stuff. And once you realized, or you experienced how different it can be, it opens up this little gap where you have just the ability to see there's so much else and so different ways you can do stuff. And that helps people. And if they show up at the seminar, every and each one of them will have this experience through sometimes out of those 3 days, where they personally get hit in a way where they realize, oh my God, I can feel it. I realize it. And then it starts, and that's
the aha moment.
Mm-hmm. That's so important for everybody, because it's a lot, and you can intellectually understand a lot of stuff, but that ain't no good at all until you have this feeling knowledge, until you just know how it feels, you experience it, and then from there you can just thrive.
Yeah, because even, you know, when I first started doing this work and I didn't have any training in anatomy, I would call it the whatchamacallit next to the doohickey. And my daughter would go crazy. Like, she was just like, Mom, like she was studying to the medical sciences. She'd be like, you can't call it a whatchamacallit next to the doohickey. People are going to think you're crazy. And I'm like, hey, you know, their tumor just shrunk. And, or, you know, their kidneys are working, or, you know, the baby doesn't have to have the operation now. Yep. So it doesn't really matter how this works so much as that you have the tools to move yourself forward at all times so that you're always taking consistent steps of action towards what you want, rather than, and it's not like it becomes like a reflex. It's like automatically going to this place where you shift energy. Oh, you just start feeling, I'm weak to that. Like, I'm not, you know, I'm not energetically in alignment to doing that or saying that or what's being said to me or being done to me. And so it's so interesting how we, you know, we can connect on what I call the higher self network.
Yep.
And manage to communicate with each other in that way and have miracles happen.
That's true. Yeah. And that will lead you to what I call unconscious competence. That is the most important part, I think. If somebody learns something new, they're unconscious incompetent because they haven't heard about it before. Then they hear about it and they get conscious competent because they hear about it, they try to do it once in a while, and they get better at it. At some certain point, they'll have done it over and over again, so their unconscious will pick it up. And at that point, they're unconscious competent, like we all are if we drive for a while. And we don't have to think about steering and shifting the gear or whatever anymore. And that's the point where you really start steering stuff, because then you realize something's coming up, you ain't liking it, and you realize your subconscious is already starting correcting. And then the focus,
that's awesome, yeah.
And then the focus is on automatic, and your conscious focus is on what you want and not on what you want to avoid. Because once again, if that's a big mirror life and you have your mind on what you don't want, the mirror can show you a lot of stuff you don't want. And that's not what helping you.
Yeah, I prefer to do it the fun way.
That's true.
This is Colette Stephan. You're listening to The Truth is Funny. Mark, just share your contact information with us quickly before we go to break here, and then we'll come back and do the shift of the week.
It's www.markkettenbach.com, Mark spelled M-A-R-C, one word then, K-E-T-T-E-N-B-A-C-H.com. And you click on English and it will be on English.
Okay, awesome. We'll be right back to make more shift happen.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
You're
are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Tap into your I Am energy to discover who you truly are and who you always have been. Dawn Smith offers a simple yet profound and life-changing way to discover your I Am energy that is hidden beneath the toxicity caused by choices we made consciously or unconsciously prior to today. This internal perfection is not an idea, a theory, or some vague notion or concept. On the contrary, it is beyond the grasp of the brain and its intellectual interpretations, as it lies deep within the language of our hearts. Visit IamEnergy.ca.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
This is Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny with my guest today, Mark Kettenbach. And we're going to energetically tune into everybody who is listening in now and who may be listening in later. We're in a lot of different time zones here from this people from all around here. It's early in the morning here in Canada and late in the going into evening there, is it not, Mark?
Yeah, it is. It is about 6 p.m.
Yeah, and so what are you feeling like? I'm just going to explain quickly that what we're tuning into is what I call the higher self network. Instead of MSN, it's HSN. So you're always in connection with that. It's your internet, and you're chatting with other people whether you realize it or not. And so, you know, you want to be aware of that, and that's what you're doing. And if you consider your body as a binary computer, you're either energetically in alignment or you're not, and you can control that on your hard drive, which would be your spine. And so what we're doing is we're just tuning in for the group right now. You know, we were working on this a little bit before when we were talking about, you know, these different things that people go through. But what are you perceiving now, Mark? Like, because we've done some shifting here. What's the leading weakness right now for people on this planet?
Okay, if I get all those guys together, I'm getting every subconscious has most of the times put up different personalities, multiple personalities in terms of handling with different situation. And it's not as much. Usually you want to get rid of multiple personalities because they might interfere with each other, with yourself. But right now it's more that some of them has to be dropped and some of them has to be in a different order. Like we sometimes mix them up. We take the one personality we have in the job and we use it at home and stuff like that where it ain't fitting. So I'm going to correct all that. Drop the ones who not be needed anymore. Make them strong to leave in the body, hang around somewhere else, other places, dimensions, universes, existence, and so forth. And then change them in the right order, the ones that are left, which are useful for the person. And let's do a reset. All right. How about now? I would say.
Yeah, well, my dog, Ella, the enchanting here, she came out of a deep sleep while you were doing that. Started barking.
Okay, great. So she's up to that too.
Yeah, she's like, that's a good correction. she's a good barometer. She likes to lay around me. And when there's energy moving, sometimes she'll just roll over and, you know, pass gas.
Okay.
And then it's like, oh, okay, that person's done. You know, that energy has shifted. But sometimes she'll bark like this. And she came out of this deep sleep while you were doing that. And
okay,
I've been
thinking,
you and I talked about this, I think, about a couple weeks ago. And, you asked me if I was noticing that about, and I just want to explain about multiple personalities. Multiple personalities, it's not like you're a crazy person or whatever. Multiple personalities are like different hats you everywhere. Like if you were going to go to the PTA meeting, you know, and have a meeting with your teacher, with your children's teachers, you're going to behave differently than when you go out to the bar with your girlfriends or, the guys. And so, you know, when you go to work and you're speaking to professional people, you're going to speak in a certain way, and, you're going to speak to your children in a slightly different way. You know, all of these are like kind of like different hats. And what happens is when we all get, we get too many of those personalities, or like you said, they're not in the right order. Like we're not using the right personality for the right situation. What happens is they become like detrimental rather than productive for us. And so, you know, they're like bored teenagers that don't want to hang out with you anymore. So, you know, you let them
go. Throw them out, right?
Yeah.
Get your own house.
Go to your own. Yeah, it's time for you to grow up. But so we just strengthen that for everybody that, you know, like we do live in a very, kind of complex, complicated times in many ways, where we have all this information coming at us, and we just want to strengthen everybody to the information. Being inundated with information, I don't know if it's this way in Europe right now, but in Canada and, North America, we're working on income tax right now. It's that time where you've got to get your books together and you've got to take stock, where you are. And so this is really, this is a real weakness for a lot of people. And I just shifted myself yesterday. I started to laugh because I realized that I don't mind writing my book. I've got about 400 pages for my book now written.
I'm really looking forward for your book. I'm telling you, that'll be great.
Yeah, like it's like it's just sort of coming out, it's just to get the words on the paper, right? And so this book, I'm writing it, but then I was also doing my books. And it was like doing my books was weakening my book.
Okay.
So a lot of people
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, well, of having to gather the pages, right? To take a look at yourself. So I'm just getting like really strengthening people to be not afraid to look at themselves closely, like to being willing to work in this way, So we want to strengthen
like
that for everybody.
Seeing the facts, right? Being able or strong to seeing the facts. Is that?
Yeah, like not feeling like what they're going to see about themselves is so horrible that they don't want to look at it. Mm-hmm. That prevents a lot of people from moving forward. And so like just getting rid of, not getting rid of, but like moving some of that energy and making room for the new,
Okay.
Allowing change for yourself, allowing change for your loved ones. Those things are coming up. Strengthening the internal and external boundaries of relationships. So redefining, I'm just getting a lot of people are redefining themselves. We just moved out of the year of the snake and moved into the year of the horse. And the year of the snake is, like shedding that last bit of skin, that so that you can move into this powerful, horses are very powerful animals that come from the heart. And so that it's that kind of energy coming in is what I'm feeling. So just strengthening everybody to that.
Sure.
I could just feel that it feels more gentle now. Because mm-hmm. we're moving so fast that you don't want to be like on a bucking bronco in the year of the horse. I'm thinking more like, soaring with the unicorns.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah, like not having to do things the same old hard way, getting bucked off, landing hard on the ground, having to figure out how to, what I'm talking.
Let's make people strong to their past and delete all the cumulative effects of the past of experiences where they did stuff in a hard way. And people who are listening can pick a example in the past and we'll just take it off there. And we make their past strong to the immediate, intermediate, and further out future and vice versa. So the future does not connect to their past experiences and make them strong for having a new future, a new way of doing shifts. And stuff.
Yeah, and also that what's coming up as soon as you say that, like being strong to change. So change, no change. Mm-hmm. If it feels different, if it doesn't feel different, all of the, all of that.
Sometimes the same or not the same, we'll make all of this strong.
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah, that's cool.
That feels way better. So if you want to connect with me, you can connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com. I'm in the middle of right now doing my website, almost totally finished. I also have a new Facebook page, which is The Truth is Funny with Colette. And if you like that page, I have a free gift for people. And it's actually something I've been wanting to put out there for a while. It's information on how to charge crystals so that you can put them in the water of the, or, you know, the different waters of the earth and cleanse the water and put that intention out there. And also at the same time, be cleansing the water in your own body, because human beings are made up of mostly water. And so I'm kind of excited to get that out there, because if enough people on this planet start doing it, instead of worrying and fearing about radiation and all these different things, as actually taking a consistent step of action towards clearing it, every thought counts. And so I also just wanted to let everybody know that I will be, I have some interviews that I'm doing upcoming on the 24th. It's with Sue Fellows. This is all on my calendar. On I just did an interview yesterday with Deborah Hammond, and that's available now on archives for a couple days. And you can go to my website for more information about that. And I also have my upcoming interview with John Burgess on Beyond the Ordinary. And then in April at the Spring Festival of Awareness. And then, of course, there's our upcoming seminars. So
That's true.
Yeah. And so all of that information will be available very quickly here. Mark, we've run out of time, so I just wanted to say thank you for being on the show again.
Thank you, Colette, for having me. Thank you very much.
And thank you for everyone who's listening now and later. And we will see you next Wednesday. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The Truth Is Funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Join the Pacific Northwest's EFT Tappers at the 4th Annual Tappers Gathering this March 1st at Bastyr University. Tapping enthusiasts from across the region will be sharing healing stories, learning different EFT applications, and forging a strong community. This event raises money and awareness for continuing EFT tapping scientific research. All net proceeds go to our 501c3 nonprofit conducting a study showing how EFT can alter gene expression. Bring your cards and information for a fulfilled day of networking and inspiring one another. Visit www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877. www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com. What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to transformationtalkradio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
Thank you for listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Like us on Facebook/Transformation Radio Network. Tweet and follow us at TransformNet. Visit us at www.transformationtalkradio.com and find us on Pinterest, Google+, YouTube, spiritualnetworks.com, Flickr, Tumblr, and Spreaker. Just search for Transformation Talk Radio. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.